This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, let's break up a marriage or a happy relationship or whatever it is.
Look at this side and that side. We'll get on straight. It's the Slacker Show's green name to be.
Who does that? Is that Bob Dylan?
That was a little Bob Dylan.
Okay.
You're welcome. Hack, what's happening?
We have a lovely couple today,
lovely.
Steven and Courtney. They're beefing over a blanket.
Beefing. Blanket beef.
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Are you, I don't know if you guys go to alice1059.com and check the Slacker page out and check the blogs or whatever, but I think TX like starts to like project what he's going to name the blog later with these little teases he does.
Yeah.
So it's blanket beef.
Blanket beef.
Blanket beef.
Yep.
I believe Steven won the toss. Steven?
Yay.
Yay.
What's going on with your beefy blankets?
Well, here's the situation, guys. Okay, my wife, Courtney, who's, you know, awesome, love her, she posted a picture of our almost one-year-old daughter on Facebook, and, you know, the baby's in, like, the crib, and she's wrapped up in a blanket and sleeping, and it's all very cute. But her ex-boyfriend, Dustin, left a comment on the picture saying that it was good to see that the blanket he gave her back when they were dating is now being used by our daughter.
What? Mm. Okay. There's a lot of layers to this. Is it a baby blanket or is it like a, like, why would, okay.
I thought it was a baby blanket, but apparently it was a blanket that was a gift to her from Dustin. And I had no idea about this. This is like old news to me.
Okay, and that brought you to a radio station. Okay.
Hmm.
I want to be the mature person here, but I would be just like Steven.
Yeah, if you didn't know until he commented that he had given the blanket?
Yeah, and that's like an incredibly awkward way to find out that the blanket your
swaddling
baby daughter has been sleeping with for the last almost year was given to my wife by her ex-boyfriend. Like, excuse me?
What's his flex? Why would he do that?
That's what really just icks me the most is him commenting that. Like, ugh.
Well, does he mean it like, oh, that, like, good, I'm happy to see, like,
look at you trying to change the inflection on it. No, I mean, I understand it.
I don't know. Maybe he's just trying to be like, hey, congrats. I'm glad the blankets, you're finding use for it. That's awesome.
You don't have to say that out loud, though.
Yeah,
I mean, it just...
You don't.
Courtney, we got to get her in here. Courtney?
Yay.
Oh, boy. You're in hostile territory, it feels like. What? Is there more to that? Can you explain your side, like, in a way that wouldn't make us all hate Dustin more?
because when I knew we had the baby coming, I was like, great, we have a blanket here. We don't need to go out and buy one. And, I didn't have any meeting or anything like that. It was just something that I had, and I figured we'd use it. It wasn't any more than that. So,
do you? You can't answer this question honestly, so I don't even think I should ask it. But like, when you see the blanket, even for a fleeting moment, do you think of Dustin?
Not really. Now I do, because it's like a whole thing. I mean, I did kind of. I did remember, and I was a little worried he'd be jealous if he knew where it was from, but it's just a blanket. It doesn't matter.
It's such a weird thing to have held on to all these years. Like, a blanket? That's such a cozy gift that somebody gives you.
Yeah, but blankets are great. If I got a gift, a blanket as a gift for, like, every holiday, every whatever, I'd be happy.
But, I mean, would you snuggle... If you had a boyfriend you're madly in love with and you're snuggling under a blanket that one of your exes, it didn't go well, that feels weird. Let alone putting it on your perfect virgin skin. You know what I mean? Like she's like a cherub. She's perfect.
Yes.
And you're putting a tainted Dustin blanket on her.
But
What if the kid now has like an attachment to the blanket?
That's still Courtney's
fault.
That's
the thing. That's why now I'm worried, because she does, and I don't want to take it away from her. I think it'd be cruel.
She's a baby. She'll like any blanket.
303-222-5423. Call or text and pick a side. Do we have to... I mean, I think one of the things we're deciding, are we nuking the blanket? Yes or no? But like, is this a big deal that she hid it from him?
I was kind of overlooking that part.
Or is Steven, I mean, I'm trying to get all the sides here. You are married to Courtney. You have a child with her. You are building your life with her. Is it that big of a deal? You know, like, you still won, for lack of a better word. Like, if you're competing with Dustin, like, he gave a blanket, but you have the life with Courtney now.
You have the daughter. You
know? Yes. Like,
it might have been different if I had, say, known about the origin of the blanket beforehand and didn't find out via a Facebook comment from this guy that I've only heard about.
Yeah, and I'm saying all this. I kind of agree with you, Slacker. I would like to think I could be mature about it, but there's something that I would be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, why are you still friends with Dustin on Facebook, Courtney?
You can be friends with exes. Yeah, you can.
He follows me. It's not something I'm like going around posting and messaging him. Absolutely not. It's just...
So you, in your perfect world, Courtney, are you... Because you sort of just already admitted that you were concerned he was going to find out where it was. So you know... You do know you're wrong on that front, right? Or...
Sure. I just didn't think it would be that big of a deal. I just kind of knew... You make it a big deal. Yeah. It's just a blanket.
Yeah, I know.
It's
cute.
I like it.
Yeah.
So,
well, Courtney's right. It's not a big deal until Steven makes it a big deal. You know, it's like if she thinks he's going to overreact, well, it's just, he doesn't need to know. It's not that big.
All the things we had to buy the baby, I would have been happy to buy a brand new blanket that wasn't tainted.
You just thought, I mean, if there's already a blanket, and I'm not trying to make your case worse for you, Courtney, but if it's like, if my wife walked in and said, oh, here's the blanket, it's like, oh my God, that must be something your mom gave you, or this is handed down. Like, if you don't want to, because there's something magical about going to Babies R Us or Target or whatever, and you're buying all the new stuff, and it's like, ooh, we're doing a fish theme, and like, we're going to get the fish blanket and the fish things on the wall and the fish mobile, and it's like, no, but oh, she really wants this blanket. Okay, then I respect that. Let's use your blanket. But then to find out it's from Dustin, like, an ex is bad enough, but if your ex's name is Dustin.
Okay, come on. I'm sorry. Calm down.
Fair point. Yeah.
The only thing worse is if his name's Travis.
Yeah. Does he go by Dusty?
Okay.
I'm sorry. Steven, I know you're genuinely hurt, and we're going to get advice, and we're going to find out if your little daughter gets a new blanket or what we do.
I see both sides, honestly. Like, I understand him being hurt, and I understand her being like, get over it, man. Like, it's, who cares?
It was just a blanket we had in a closet. Not a big deal.
Yeah.
You guys, nuh-uh. Because she's admitted she was wrong. It's like, if it's just a blanket, then why don't you just get a new blanket?
Because her daughter likes this blanket.
Her daughter likes a blanket because she kept a blanket from her ex. Yeah. I don't like it. I like it. It's like, I don't know.
You think
I guess
it feels too like you're still attached sort to of. The ex in some way.
I know it sounds weird, but like, let's pretend you put on Instagram, you made chicken piccata tonight, and then your ex goes, oh, I'm glad you see you're still using the recipe that I taught you. You'd be like, oh, you've been like walking around acting like, and then all of a sudden you have to picture the two of them naked cooking and like him feeding bell peppers to you while you chop the tomatoes. And you're like, ugh.
But that does happen all the time, right? You learn things from the people you date and then you carry them with you for the rest of your life. And we don't need to bring up, actually, I got this recipe from my ex's grandmother and it was the first time.
I know how I learned how to make it and I think you would enjoy this as well.
I want to make it with you.
Yeah.
And that's what matters.
Okay, the chicken piccata was a bad example. Because, like, yes, you're just making good food. That blanket could be replaced for $10. And she chose to not replace it. Mm. And it just feels... Or, no, I mean, I get... Okay, I'm the most insecure person on the planet. I know I am. So, am I just being overly insecure just like Steven? Or does the blanket... Does the beef need to go?
Ew.
I just want... Is it beef? Like, is it a beefy blanket? Does it look like the Lady Gaga dress? Or is it like...
Or is it just thick?
Or is it the tortilla blanket? Mm. What do we do with the blanket? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Handling a great mate debate between Steven and Courtney.
Beef blanket.
It's a beefy blanket. they have a one-year-old. They're doing what parents of one-year-olds do, taking lots of pictures. But unfortunately, when they posted it, Courtney's ex said, hey, way to use the blanket I gave you.
Yeah, which I don't know what he was doing there. I don't know if
he's
being...
the true villain of this story.
If there is a bad guy in this, I mean, right now, Steven's trying to make Courtney the bad guy because she didn't get rid of the blanket or tell him its original source. But Dustin, the ex.
Yeah.
The true petting a hairless cat on a... like, he's just a bad dude. How could you be with him, Courtney? Gah. Sorry. So we're trying to figure out what we do with the blanket, what we do with the fact that she lied about its source.
Or was she covering up because it's like he's going to overreact? He's going to fly off the handle and...
That is such a weird...
He kind of did.
Honey, the reason I didn't tell you I slept with somebody else is because I knew you'd overreact.
Yeah. Well, I don't like that.
If you're... All right, Steven, Courtney, feel free to jump in with anybody you want to. And we're starting with Shay.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I was torn at first. Ultimately, I'm going to have to say his side.
Oof. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
For this reason. So I can understand on her side, she can say, it's just a blanket. Mm-hmm. On his side, he can say, exactly, it's just a blanket. Get rid of it. But if he has this preconceived notion and it bothers him, she should care enough about him to just let it go. The baby is an infant. There's really no attachment. You can find a blanket the same size, the same texture anywhere, like Slacker said, for $10.
I will say this, and I love what you're saying, and you're probably right. My daughter had this little gunned puppy face that turned into a blanket. So instead of having a whole stuffed animal, like the bottom was like a blanket.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she would hold that tail and rub it between her thumb and forefinger, and it would soothe her to sleep. And to take that away from her would have destroyed her.
My sister had a similar blanket. She still has the blanket. It's actually mounted in a picture frame on her wall. But how old is the daughter?
She's one. But I'm telling you, Mia was like rubbing that thing like it was her job at one already.
You got to get a replacement. She won't remember.
Yeah, but if you're replacing it with one that's exactly the same.
And then you're going to frame the other one?
Yeah, we're not framing it. Oh. All right, let's keep going here. Antonella.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm actually on her side.
Okay, why?
Because actually I'm a little bit like her. So I have a huge stuffy that is a bunny that it was gifted to me when I was 15 from my first boyfriend. And I still have it. My daughters actually still have it and bring it out every Easter as the Easter bunny. My husband is aware of it, and he doesn't care of it because...
Well, there's the rub, isn't it? Your husband is aware of it, and Steven didn't become aware of it till...
But still, you were 15.
Well, and Antonella...
Doesn't matter. It's something from the past.
If you would have brought it out, and he would have said, absolutely not, get rid of that thing, do you think you would have?
No.
Well, oh. Think about it.
No. Yeah, when the man tells you to get rid of something. Okay. No, I mean, I do think they're like you're similar, but there's enough difference that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, something your 15-year-old boyfriend gave you is a little different than the guy you. You know what I'm saying?
The last guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Lenny?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah. Whose side are you on?
Oh, wow. I'm definitely on the husband's side. There's a lot of red flags and a lot of shots fired to me. I find it extremely weird that you would keep the blanket and then use the blanket for your child with your new guy. And then also that the ex has contact on, like, why is the ex still in the mix at all? You know what I mean? And then shots are definitely fired for another man to speak on another man's child about a blanket. That I mean, there's just a lot of weird stuff going on. And then to hide that, that's red flag territory.
So you're
we'll leave that comment, man.
Yeah, so you're really mad at Courtney. You want him to step up his punishment for her.
Some got to give. I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer. You want to make the person that you're now currently with, like, comfortable and happy and, you know, I mean, show some respect. I mean, that's just how I feel about it, because at this point, I feel like it's a little disrespectful because you're holding on to another man's stuff and then putting it on her spot and then you're seeing it and guys just jumping up the post. And like, why is he here?
Well, I get, like, it is strange that she held on to it, but on the other hand, like, what if it was a shirt that you, are you supposed to
just thinking
everything
that
you've ever been given, you're supposed to, like, well, this was a gift from that person, so I gotta just throw it away?
Kinda.
No.
I look good in this shirt, you know? And, like, maybe I'll wear it on a date with my next partner. Like,
I have sweatpants from an ex that I still wear because they're some of the comfiest sweatpants.
Did you boink him in those?
Well, I put sweatpants on after.
I don't know. For some reason, I don't like that. So I know it makes me incredibly insecure. I don't care.
So you would purge even your closet, like, just anything.
Bro.
Just get rid of all of it.
Scorched earth. Try breaking up with me.
There
will be nothing left that proves you ever existed.
No.
Stephen, Courtney, Courtney, the one person that we had that was on your side is the one person in a 500-mile radius who's on your side.
Yeah, everyone's saying just get a new blanket.
Yep. Yeah, a couple texts said that Stephen should just get over it, but the vast majority were
it's not agreeing. Good for you, yeah. Courtney, so say you're sorry.
All right. Yeah, all right. I can get that it is just a blanket. So if it is just a blanket, it's something I can get rid of. So.
Wow.
All right. And unfriend Dustin.
Mm.
Rules coming in at the 11th
we'll
hour.
We'll see you next week.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's our favorite time of the show. We get to rock out with our...
Hey, yo.
News. Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
I can't wait till the cameras get in the studio because watching T-Hack air drum over that.
Yeah. It always feels nice.
Yeah, I want everyone to see what we see.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing thing.
It gets me pumped up. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program.
You're welcome.
Do we have taps?
Maybe that we could play?
Sad news on the Slacker Show today.
Okay.
American icon. Somebody we've all grown up to love. KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh my gosh.
Is leaving Kentucky.
Shut up, they are?
How is that possible?
When was the last time you thought of it being Kentucky? I just think
or
it was
fried
KFC.
Chicken, because they did kind of get rid of that. They were like, we're not Kentucky Fried Chicken, we're just KFC. Because fried chicken is not healthy. And there was that whole kick.
Oh,
is that why they did that?
I think so. It was kind of like, no, we're just KFC.
We're just KFC. We don't know what KFC is.
Yeah.
Football club. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Huh.
So they got but they are Yum Brands is relocating.
They're moving,
From Louisville, Kentucky,
Louisville.
To Plano, Texas.
You can't do that.
They are.
So they're going to be called TFC.
TFC.
Going to affect around 100 employees. I'm sorry.
Do you need a minute?
They're going to be required to relocate from Kentucky. I don't know what to believe anymore in this world.
Yeah. What is wrong with you? When was the last time anybody in this room had KFC? Okay, no, anybody no. other than the TX. You are such
a freak.
I didn't
have it, but when I was in London in November, there was a KFC that was like underground. It was very bizarre looking. It was like you had to almost get murdered by Jack the Ripper to go to this KFC. I have a picture of it.
So you wanted to go just for the possibility of being murdered?
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I go to KFC.
Have you ever had the bowl?
No, I can't. It's gross. It's so.
That's
I do the little.
The only thing I would eat as a kid.
It's so gross that I think I want to try it.
Because
like, I do like when I eat. When I think of my mom's fried chicken and gravy and whatever, I would take my fork and just kind of go around the whole damn plate and get it all on one thing and go like, yeah. So I think it's you know where it jumps the shark for me is the cheese. I don't think the cheese needs to be in there.
It doesn't need to, but it doesn't like take
away. You don't
away.
Need cheese and gravy. Cheese and gravy don't go together.
The thing I like about KFC is they're part of Yum Brands. That's who owns them. And it's the same as Pizza Hut and Pepsi, all that.
Yeah.
And you know they're the same because they just try stuff all the time. Yeah. They're just always changing the menu. KFC and Pizza Hut are the same way. They're just like, whatever.
And then they just,
hot dog crust.
Right. And they cross-contaminate like it's their job. So there's like KFC A&W by my house. And then there's another one that's like A&W Long John Silver's. They're just like, ugh.
The KFC Taco Bells are my favorite.
All right.
You can get the tacos with wedges.
I'm glad you got through your story.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There's a new show with Taylor Lautner. I'm kind of confused by it because it's half like reality, half.
Where has he been? Has he done a single thing since Twilight?
He was in that Valentine's Day movie with Taylor Swift.
That's right.
What?
It was called Valentine's Day. It was one of those like star-studded casts where like the plots all line up together, kind of like, what's my favorite Christmas movie?
Love Actually.
Yeah, kind of like that, but
Did
Valentine's.
Did we just talk about this show the other day? It feels like somebody brought this exact same show up, or am I in the middle of the biggest deja vu?
I don't know.
We didn't just talk about this the other day.
No,
Having there be another Love Actually. Are you being totally serious?
Yeah.
I haven't had a deja vu in so long. You swear to God we didn't just talk about this.
I have no recollection, but I also only got like 3 hours of sleep last night, so.
Okay. So he was
in that. This new show, it's him. He's playing himself.
Okay.
Post-Twilight. So like they're including Twilight in there, but he like gets done filming and decides to be a werewolf hunter. Okay. So I don't
So we're not going to watch the new.
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm not watching it.
No, let it go, man.
No, we're not. Is Taylor Swift the kiss? Is she box office poison?
No.
What's she been in that's good? Other than The Lorax, I don't think she's... Because remember, everyone was like, Cats is going to be huge. And because they made the booty holes a little too realistic or whatever, nobody wanted to see it. It was just bad
to begin with.
Did you see it?
I blamed Jason Derulo for that.
Yeah. Oh, he was one of the cats, huh?
Yeah.
With a booty hole.
Yeah. And okay. With an extra tail.
And James Corden, like, just bad. Yeah, just all bad.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Which story do I want to do? Let's see. Krispy Kreme.
Why are your stories
all food? You can't do all food stories. Americans have over $27 billion in unused gift cards just sitting around. A survey found the average adult has how many in unused gift cards in store credit? How much are they
sitting on?
I'm going
to say, so I still have the $100 to Tag.
Same.
I do too.
I don't know where it is, though.
I don't either.
Tag, if we come over to Los Chingones tonight, will you just trust us? We got at least 300 in credit and just let us drink our faces off. I'm going to say it's in the 100. I'm going to say it's 200 and something.
That's what I was going to say. Like 212, lower twos.
Wow.
How much?
A Slacker Show news or nope first, you're both pretty much right. $244.
Wow. $244.
In unused gift cards.
Because I was just thinking to me, I have 100 to Tag, and I have some
like
Top Golf.
Like a 25 golf. Or a 50.
I actually think I have a $25 Build-A-Bear gift certificate that I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with.
Go Build-A-Bear.
That's the problem. You can't Build-A-Bear for $25.
Yeah.
It's the same with my like
use
Top Golf.
Use it on accessories.
I think I have like $15 to Top Golf.
Oh,
like, what is that going to do?
If I go use that,
it's going to cost me
100. There.
Yeah. No, it's like... It's going to cost me $100 to get to 15, so I might as well just not do it.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. Last one.
Just 2 months after her YouTube documentary, I slept with 100 men in one day.
Oh, my God.
Lily Phillips has shared the news that she's pregnant.
What? What? She is?
Jerry.
My God, are you serious?
Yep.
It's the same girl who then did like 300. She was working her way up to 1,000.
Yeah, and there's two girls. They're kind of competing.
That's right. There was.
I don't remember which one is which.
Two girls, one goal.
She honestly, does she know?
Lily Phillips is actually pregnant. No idea if she knows who the dad is or not.
I'm jumping in on the TAC chant, and I think everyone in your cars, jump in.
Jerry, Jerry, Jerry.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, there's a story that basically calls TAC and I out. And I feel like Aaron agrees with it.
Yeah.
It says men suck at home decor. I don't know how you would say that.
If we were to get three identical rooms and design them and have a competition, you both would lose.
Why would we lose? Why do you say that?
We would both have empty liquor bottles displayed somewhere. Like that would be like a high, like, oh.
LED strip lights.
Yeah. It would be. Blanket over the window.
Can I just say
Broncos blanket?
I wanted to win this whole discussion, and the second you said liquor bottles, I realized that like my podcast room in my house has Blanton's bottles from floor to ceiling.
Oh, really?
Are they full?
No.
Oh.
It's hard to get rid of a Blanton's. It's so hard to get a Blanton's bottle.
Well, especially,
then you just don't want to get rid of it.
Because that's the one where the horse is. Yes. Like, yeah. So I understand wanting.
Yeah, that's more refined.
Like it's not. TAC, they're empty liquor bottles.
The college version of it is like you just put your empty, like, Everclear bottle.
Yeah,
Svedka, exactly.
You didn't save stupid liquor bottles.
Absolutely.
No, you didn't. Yeah. Like.
And we used to save like the bands they put on your hands that when you go to the bar, they put the little paper.
Yes.
You'd rip that off and you'd have like a huge.
For what?
I thought for women. Apparently not.
All right. Should we go through some of the home decor mistakes that we think?
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Dirty dishes in the sink? That's a decor mistake? How's that a decor mistake?
I feel like, that's not necessarily decor.
But like, this is just what? Have you ever walked out of a dude's apartment?
Before or after?
I meant crawl, walk, hobble, limp. I mean, like, you wouldn't leave. Like,
no,
have you ever
have.
Walked into a dude's apartment and went like, ew?
Yes. I
For
have.
Real?
Whoa. Yeah.
One time. Not too long ago, actually.
Because of what? What was?
It reeked, and that was also when I had
reeked of what?
He like made a steak earlier, or the steak went bad, or something. It was just rotted meat, and I already felt like I was gonna puke because that was when I had the norovirus, and I just like walked in there and just it felt like I hit a wall, and I was like, I can't do this. I gotta go.
You literally just said.
I was like, I have to get up early. Bye.
See, even the guys are like, steak smells good.
Huh? No,
do you think he actually thought that?
No, he commented. He was like, it smells horrible in here. Oh, I was like, it does. Bye.
Should be here when I cook tuna.
I don't want to compliment you, but I have no choice. You are too nice of a person to do what you just said you did.
Like, no, I didn't.
You care so much about other people's feelings. Like you going like... Yeah, no, peace out. Just doesn't seem like something you would do.
I had to. I literally felt like I was going to throw up.
Okay. All right.
That is a thing that I've learned with my wife is like candles. I never lit a candle.
Oh, I love candles.
As just a dude. I've never
to go buy a candle as a dude seems stupid unless
why?
Unless you have IBS and you need it in your poop room. Like, no.
No, I want a candle in like every single room. I love candles.
Okay. I agree. It is nice. Okay. I've learned.
I now have candles in almost every room.
Good.
But they're the Costco LED ones. You go, and I can make them purple or green.
That doesn't do what we want it to do.
What does what do you want it to do?
Because it still smells like rotting steak in there. No, but congrats, now you have purple candles.
For real?
That's closer to an LED light strip.
Yeah. Oh my God. And that was the other thing that hurt my soul. You're like liquor bottles and LED light strips. And I, like, if you check my Amazon right now, I have my eye on these LED light strips or these hexagon panels that you put on your wall.
Those are kind of cool.
No, they're not. It's adjacent to an LED light strip.
Aren't they also like the soundproof things? No?
I don't know if they are. I think it's more just like, look, the universe. Okay, some other issues that we have. I'm going to say this. Before I got married, I bought a really, really expensive king bed.
Mm-hmm.
It cost thousands of dollars. It's a double pillow top, the whole thing. And I was out on the dating scene, and I remember bringing a girl back to my house, and she didn't think it was cool. Now, it was like $4,000 or $5,000 for this mattress and box spring.
Oof. Wow.
So I didn't have like a frame, but I had the mattress and but it's still 3 feet off the ground. I mean, what do you need a bed frame for
if
you have this gorgeous mattress? Mm-hmm. And she was like, you don't have a bed? I'm like, I do have a bed. That's right there. That's literally a bed right there. You sleep on it. Why does that killer mattress have to be 1 foot higher?
No, and it's not necessarily about where it's at. Cause like T-Hack has a bed frame, but it's very low to the ground. They don't have the box.
Why have you been in TX?
I dog sit.
I'm like, is TX the house that you had to leave that smelled like steak?
No, but they still have a bed frame. It just ties it together. It makes it look clean.
But still.
Yeah, I was the same way. I had just I had one of those metal ones that you just like kind of set the bed on.
Yeah, the frame, but no headboard or footboard.
Right, exactly. In fact, I had my bed at one point turned sideways, like up the long side was against the wall because that's how it fit it better in the room.
Okay, no, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
No, it's they gotta will be leave. In the middle.
You finally get someone back, they will leave.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Is there anything you want to tell us yet?
Mm. Why? Huh?
Well, apparently we're doing pregnancy cravings, so.
Mm. Oh.
Is that what we're talking about? Or are we really pretending it's based on this TikToker?
There's really a TikToker. Sure.
There's nothing going on in your personal life that you want to talk about?
No.
Oh my God.
No.
Do you know that I've done this to people before and then I've been right and then it's really awkward?
Yeah.
I did that with a friend of ours who had their baby recently.
Yes.
And it was like. We were somewhere and she didn't get a drink. And I was like, you're pregnant. And she's like,
yeah.
If your wife is pregnant, you can punch me in the face.
She's not that I know of. She's not.
Look at his face. She might be.
No.
You sure? Because he's weird that we're doing this right now.
I'm not. No, I wasn't weird until you started. No, she's not. She's not
why
pregnant.
Why are you like shifting around in your chair so much?
Because I'm thinking about getting her pregnant.
All right.
What?
Now I'm not focused.
Okay. We want to hear your weird pregnancy cravings. There's some TikToker who, and this, I hear this a lot. I think it's that Pika thing.
Yeah.
Where they just want soap for some reason.
Yeah. Or I've heard dirt. Isn't dirt?
Dirt is a big
Dirt's
one.
Dirt's a big one. And that's an iron thing or something.
Yeah. You want like the minerals that are in the dirt.
Which I've never understood that. Like, how does your body just know that? I don't know what's in dirt, but somehow.
I don't think you know. Like
my body's just like that. Yep. I need whatever's in that.
It's weird, right?
Like, I have no idea. What?
But I don't think all women who have pregnancy cravings do inedible things.
Correct.
Because there are some that will literally like chew on nails and stuff.
Weird. Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, and because they want that iron taste in their mouth.
Ugh.
And or dirt. Or this woman, she says, I think she's just sniffing the Ajax Ultra grapefruit. But there were women who were like going and getting a little spoonful of like Tide, and like and there's
like
some,
the laundry soap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. If we're opening up the phone lines for your pregnancy cravings, and I mean,
yeah, we want them.
It can be food, but I think there's people who ate some stuff that's not food because your body's telling you something. I don't know what it is.
You need something. Yeah, you need iron.
They're saying it could be linked to anemia, which is iron deficiency. There you go.
Yeah. Ta-da! Okay. Nice.
Okay, but she's just smelling it, right? But it,
for now.
Well, and it's not even, it's interesting. What flavor did you say it was? Like grape or something?
Ultra grapefruit.
Ultra grapefruit. So it's not even like a soap. Yeah, it probably smells good. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's the fact that you're.
Eat a grapefruit?
But don't you? Yeah, maybe. Maybe that'd be better than huffing Ajax.
Yeah.
The Pine Sol lemon is something I like.
Oh, it's so good.
It's one of my favorite.
Yeah. The Clorox coconut. Oh, I love it.
Make a Clorox coconut.
I've got the wipes in my office.
Shut your face. Go get them right now.
Meet me over there.
I'm the only one who's not huffing cleaning supplies.
No, but like my ex-wife now, when she was pregnant, she would have these. It was, I've talked about it before, but it was like this one specific Gardetto flavor.
Mm.
The snack mix. It's deli mustard.
Interesting.
And I had to drive to 40 some stores before I found it. I finally found it at the Diamond Shamrock at 58th and I-25.
Wow. That's
but I impressive. Stopped at every gas station in 7-Eleven from Commerce City to 58th and I-25 before I found it.
And by the time that you got home, was she like, I'm not craving those anymore?
No, it was like, it was ravenous.
Oh,
because I just ate some dirt. You're good.
I'm serious. She, like, I walked in, I came in with like 5 bags and she was like, that's all.
Oh, wow.
But I bought all they had. I wasn't like, I'm like, no, that's, I literally bought them out. And the guy's like, what's going on? I'm like, don't.
The guy's like, those have been sitting there for years.
It didn't matter. She just had to have it.
Interesting.
They are very good. So if you've craved something weird, the weirdest Prego Cravos, we want to hear what they are. 303-222-5423 or text the same number.
My favorite one that I've seen, I've never experienced it, but I would eat this.
What?
They said Funyuns. Yes.
Oh, my God. I forgot Aaron can't say that word.
I said it.
Funyun.
Funyuns dipped
it's not Funyun. Oh, my God, Aaron.
Put the Pine Sol down.
Funyuns.
Dipped in honey mustard, crushed ice with salt on it.
Hold on. Do the whole thing again.
So Funyuns dipped in. You asked. Dipped in honey mustard. And then I think a separate crushed ice with salt on it. And then hose water.
Hose water is
it
a
hits
thing.
Different. Ooh. It does it's so hit good. Different. Yeah.
What is it?
I don't
is
know.
It the iron in
I
the pipe?
I think so.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That
it must be. Or something in the hose.
It's like just earthier.
God, it hits different. It's so true.
Yeah.
I'm craving hose water right
Me too.
Now. But Longmont hose water. Longmont hose water is the best.
Yeah?
You guys want to go up to my mom's
house?
No,
that seems dangerous.
No, I'm ready.
What are you talking about? Longmont water is like only Lyons has drank the water before that.
Okay.
Like it's from the mountains. It's like Estes Park water flows down into Lyons. They've peed in it once.
Okay. Oh, yes, Longmont. I was thinking Commerce City.
No, not Commerce City. Okay, we're drinking.
No. Okay.
Dude, no.
We're not trying to kill you. Yeah.
Did your wife have any weird ones? Like, she's been pregnant twice. You never had to, like, go out in the middle of the night and get something weird?
Yeah, like cheeseburgers, fries.
But just regular.
Yeah, and it was mostly me. But I was there for, I was sympathetic to her. Like,
I
I'm
did
like,
find it fascinating. You gained more weight than she did.
Well, it's out of respect.
Okay.
Out of, you know, we're in this together. And I will.
The one I just read, hold on. Parmesan cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
I'm in.
Yeah.
On chocolate pie. So I had a barf experience when I was young with Parmesan cheese because now. Like, I'll eat it because I love Italian restaurants, but it kind of reminds me of stinky feet. If you just open Parmesan cheese and put your nose in it, and then put your, go find a high school kid who's in track, and then put your face in his shoe,
it's similar.
Exactly the same smell. So the idea of throwing that onto, like, chocolate pudding.
Yeah, it's good enough, as is. What's
I mean,
with
I love Little Man Salty O, so I like the chocolate with salt. But Parmesan's not salty enough, and the pudding pie thing, the chocolate pie.
The mousse, yeah.
I think it's so interesting to me that some of these are just so specific. You know, it's like she's never had the chocolate pie with cheese on it before.
Yes.
But then you're pregnant, and you're like, that.
Think of it? You're sitting there getting
the same way when you get
belly.
The munchies, and you're just like, let me try
but
this.
But you're having a bite of pie, and you're like, you know what would really set this bad boy off? Some hose water and Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, I've never had munchies and be like, you know what? I need some grass clippings because
that's
on the list.
That's the thing that women crave too. They want to huff it and they want to eat it. They want to eat grass. Okay. and wash it down with hose water, dude.
Now that I'm in on it.
All right, so if you've craved something weird while you were pregnant, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Quick disclaimer, no one in the room is pregnant.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
We're just talking about this randomly because there's some woman on the internet who's craving grapefruit dishwasher detergent.
Yes.
And she is pregnant.
Yes. So we're talking about your Prego Cravos. Addie?
Yay.
What did you crave?
Not me, but my mom, when she was pregnant, she really wanted to lick a Sharpie.
Lick a Sharpie?
You can get by with that. Just one little...
No, you can't. Mm. This is not like a Tootsie Pop.
Yeah, it is.
She said she wanted to do it. Did she do it?
She did not do it.
But she probably huffed it.
For months, she wanted to.
Wow.
I would have let her.
Weird.
Yeah. For months. It was just right there.
I don't understand that. I don't understand people who even want to, like, the smell of it.
Really?
They drive me nuts. Oh, it's so gross to me.
Oh.
Well, yeah, you turned out all right, Addie. So it's thank you. Stephanie?
Yes.
Yay. Pregnancy craving. What was yours?
I had pica, and I wanted pine. I wanted to smell pine and eat it and evergreens. I didn't go actually eat it, but I filled my house with pine-scented candles.
Okay.
Is that the same, though, or would you go sit under a pine tree and just huff it?
Well, we have junipers around our house, so I'd, like, go outside and just sniff the junipers and... I had like 5 pine-scented candles. I'd used the pine Lysol and when I was cleaning. That did the trick.
The body is so weird. Hey, yeah. What do you think that means? Yeah. It's like, what
I
is it that
I have no idea. I what is in pine that our body craves? I don't have no idea.
I've never craved pine.
Don't bring us into this. It's not our body.
Thank you, Steph. Emily?
Yay.
Prego Cravo, what did you crave?
So I had 3 kids, and with each kid, you have a different craving.
Okay.
But the worst was my middle one because I had gestational diabetes. So I was told I could not eat a lot of things. And so my main thing that I wanted was a shamrock shake, but it was not during shamrock shake time. But I also really wanted it to be spicy and maybe salty. And so I wanted it with tahine on it. And so
a
like,
shamrock shake with tahine?
Yeah. Like
gross.
The Mexican kind of, it was not.
Did you get it though? Were you able to figure it out? Oh like make it at
so
home?
So I had to wait because I couldn't eat the ice cream because I had gestational diabetes.
Gotcha.
So that made it even worse. But I did wait. I did get one and it was like, it was good and all, but it was kind of like one of those things where I had to wait until like I really was going to give birth to really enjoy it. And then I didn't want it at all. I didn't even really like shamrock shakes in the first place to begin with.
What
so,
a weird.
Yeah. Exactly. And to think like, I know I want that. But it's got to be a little different.
Yeah.
Like not just a shamrock shake.
One of the weirdest symptoms I got was a really bad metallic taste in my mouth. And so like I wanted to eat cinnamon. I wanted to eat something that was going to like mask that taste. So that was I think where like the birth of it came from, like no pun intended, but like you know.
Thank you for the call. I just remembered my mom confessed to me, you know what a cherry pepper is? Like those big cherry those peppers and when you bite it they just like oh,
yeah.
And squirt. My mom said she ate like a jar a day.
No way.
While she was pregnant with me. And I love those things to this day because of her, I think. Susan?
Yes.
What's your pregnancy craving?
Tapioca pudding and pickles. And peach yogurt and black jelly beans.
Oh my God! You are so vile, woman. And you talk about tapioca pudding. Isn't that the one that they leave the lumps in it?
I don't know.
Yeah, tapioca pudding has like it's like bumps. It's like cottage cheese texture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. That makes me gag. I know, Aaron, you're into pickles, but you wouldn't.
I love pickles.
You wouldn't put pudding with it.
No, probably not.
Okay.
Oh, it's so good.
Are your kids normal? Like the one you ate tapioca pudding with pickles, or are they weird?
They're twins and they're grown adults and they're doing pretty good, but I still eat them all, but separately. I don't combine them anymore.
Yeah, no, that would be a terrible idea. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
That is just from a texture standpoint.
Yeah,
I'm not
kind of
okay.
Weird.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Holly.
Hello.
Pregnancy cravings. What's yours?
that just came up kind of quick. When I was pregnant, split pea soup with ham and Whopper's candy, like malted milk balls on top.
In the split pea soup?
On top, yes.
It's oh my God! What is wrong with you? Split pea soup is the nastiest thing in the world.
Like oyster crackers.
And I never ever with Whoppers, like hanging out on top of it. What?
Oh my gosh.
I ate split pea soup, and for some reason when I was pregnant, like I ate that, and I ate sauerkraut with cottage cheese and salsa.
Oh, God!
Wow.
What? Okay.
It was so
weird. Like, you get it now. The idea of split pea soup with Whoppers on it, you know that's like gag a maggot amounts of bad.
I have not. My kids are 7 and 9, and I haven't really eaten it since. But I don't mind the split pea soup. I have no idea why the Whoppers came into play.
God. Oh my God. I just can't. I don't. Do we have to keep going? Or can we?
Yeah, one more.
Courtney.
Yay!
Pregnancy cravings. Oh, what was yours?
Okay. Hi. I wanted Cheese Whiz inside of Red Vine.
Now that I try.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Taylor Swift is causing a divorce.
She's not.
Come on, Swifties. Defend this one. Here's what happened. Woman and her husband go to the Super Bowl with like 5 of his dude friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Backstory. Woman's been a Swiftie since she was
12.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
Okay. So now they're at the Super Bowl. And if you don't know what happened during the Super Bowl, at some point they showed her on the Jumbotron. And the crowd booed.
Mm-hmm. For no reason.
For what?
No reason. None. Not a single one.
What do you mean not a single reason?
Why?
There are football fans. I love Taylor Swift. I am not all the way cuckoo, caca, crazy like you are.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm not, but okay.
Have you listened to those crappy, weird albums all the way through more than once?
Not more than once, no.
You admit they're crappy and weird.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tiak. He saw the prosecutor. He knew what I was doing.
Yes, and I'm admitting that.
Where's the gavel?
Not all of her songs are great.
No, I thought you sit here, like, I've seen, like, I've walked by your office in the radio station, and you're just in there with your cardigan on, listening to Evermore. Like, oh, God, she's
so
introspective.
That's literally never happened.
Yes, it has. Nuh-uh. Yes, it has. And you have, like, her album artwork. You've got, like, flags hanging.
Because I respect her. I got that from the guy.
From what guy?
Frank.
Oh, the dude?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Long story longer, she's divorcing her husband because when they showed Taylor on the Jumbotron, football fans just got real. It's just what happened with Taylor Swift is like she brought, I think it's great, she brought a lot of women to football. Women who weren't into football were suddenly into football.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But then some of those women like just were like mansplaining. It's like, oh my God, Travis Kelce was nothing before Taylor. And it's like, Travis Kelce was like a prolific tight end in the NFL. And it's like, shut up. He was good before. It's like,
yeah.
He just had more publicity. Yeah.
Yes. So then.
And definitely has a better skincare routine now.
100%.
Like, and like maybe a hair transplant or something. Like,
no.
I don't know.
But his suit game is elevated and the whole thing. Anyway, when the crowd booed Taylor Swift, 5 dudes all started booing. And then her husband started booing. And she shot a TikTok from out front of the courthouse where she was filing divorce papers. Discuss amongst yourselves, is that enough reason?
No. No, absolutely not. That's what you do at a game is you boo. You boo the ref, you boo the other team, you boo the other team's coach, you boo the other team's mascot if they run out. Like, you just boo.
That's I agree, but there's more to the story.
What's the more to the story?
Well, she says that she's been a fan of Taylor. They listen to Taylor together at home all the time. Yes. He even has a favorite song.
Yes.
So it was just the fact of him jumping on the bandwagon to put down someone else. That's like red flag.
There it is. I think the whole thing, Tiak off the air is like, there's nobody on the planet my wife could boo.
Yeah, there's no one. No one.
It doesn't.
She's boo. I would boo myself. Like, it's boo.
But it's
we
not,
do that on the show sometimes. Boo.
But it's not that. It's what Aaron said. It's his spinelessness. It's not about booing Taylor. It's about him being a turncoat. Like, he's not. He's not a good.
Well, and this man was 1,000% sober.
Okay. So, no, you're right. You're right.
He probably had a few beers. He's having fun. Oh, boo. After the crowd's booing, oh, boo.
You're saying
I'm at the Super Bowl. I'm trying to enjoy myself. Like, I'm a part of the crowd.
Which is the game.
So.
But the crowd is part of the game. So if the crowd is getting it, like if the crowd does the wave, that's not the game. It's like, I'm going to stand up and do it. It's like, you never do that at home.
The only way I can win this argument is with the worst analogy in the history of analogies. So should I just lose it? Or should
I
go?
Well, I'm kind of curious.
Well, yeah, because, I do.
No, it's like if your mate is so weak, they'll just follow the crowd. That's not a good person. Like, you're saying to get caught up in the crowd is a good thing. Is like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, at a sporting event, for sure. I mean, that's what happens at sporting events. Just like every time the Nuggets hit a three, one, two, and the crowd goes, three.
Yeah.
And we all know that. It's just. That's what you do. Like, the players are, in some ways, relying on the crowd to do that.
Yeah, the players are.
But, like, this is a terrible analogy, but if a lot of the crowd started doing Sieg Heil, like, and your mate jumped in, they were like, oh, my God, you're doing the Nazi salute thing. Like, you're like, oh, my God. You're like, you're so weak-minded that you would jump in on this. Like...
But that's a particular ideology that you would disagree with.
Anti-Taylor is the same ideology.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think I'm a bad parent and it just hit me today.
Yeah, I agree. Normally I'm like, you've done great. You've, Noah and Mia are.
No, you don't.
Yes, huh?
Okay. It's whatever month it is and, the end of the school year is coming up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens every year. But this particular year, my son is done.
Yeah.
With high school.
Graduating. Yeah. Awesome.
I haven't done a senior photo shoot. I haven't done like, is that, no, but here's my question. With Instagram and Snapchat and everything, and he just got all these pictures where he does his weird pouty face. If you guys are follow him, right? I don't follow him.
He doesn't post him.
Yeah, he doesn't. I would say he needs more to post more.
Yeah.
For me and Aaron. He's lacking.
It's really weird the way you feel about my son, Tiag.
I don't even know what he looks like anymore.
So what is it? What's on his Instagram?
He's a good friend. He reshares a lot of like his friends' stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. But he doesn't do anything himself.
No.
Like when we go out and have sushi, he takes a ton of pictures. What, he doesn't put those on his Insta?
No.
No.
So what is he doing with those pictures?
I don't know. Snapchat maybe?
Yeah, sending them to people he knows.
Okay.
Not me and Aaron.
Okay. Well, I guess my question.
People he cares about.
In today's world where there's Snap and Insta and everything else, do kids still want
the
leaning against a tree? No, they don't.
I think so. Because that's extra stuff. Because it's a photo shoot that you get to post on Instagram.
My son does not want to do a photo shoot. I'm telling you right now. Is he in school? Yeah. I got
Senior Sunday.
What's that?
This is where you post one of your senior pictures on Instagram, like she said.
That's a real thing?
I don't know that.
What are the pictures for? Just tell me this.
That's first off, the yearbook.
They did class photos. He can just put that in.
No, it's different. No. The seniors get a special, the pictures are bigger. You might be able, we didn't have it, but you might be able to like put a quote in there.
Absolutely. I think it's twofold because when you get your senior pictures, like she said, in the yearbook, those are the ones that go. You get like a bigger, more space. But then you also get to do the school pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And since you already got your senior pictures done, the school pictures just don't matter at all. So
they're
you get
a joke.
You get to wear funny clothes. Yeah. You get to make a dumb face. You get to just make it as goofy as possible.
But if you don't have the senior photo, that's your picture.
Yeah. Did he do that? Do you know?
I don't know. So you're saying.
What's his name again?
I don't know that either. Okay. Here's the deal. Is the one guy still the guy?
There's two, but yes.
It's Monty.
Monty Nuss and Jansen.
I gotta go to this dude who's been shooting senior photos since I was an embryo.
Well,
Monty has been in the business
forever. It's not the
same
guy.
It's not? Yes, it is. Isn't there a guy named Monty Nuss?
There probably is, but I'm sure he's hired people is what I mean.
No, I think it's Monty himself. I know people who are photographers. Do I have to go to Monty Nuss?
You don't have
to. Who's the other person?
Jansen.
Who's Jansen?
They're in Lakewood. That's where I went.
Why are you saying where they are? It doesn't matter where they are.
I don't know.
You drag them up to Evergreen and take pictures.
No. These Monty, Ness, and Jansen, they have sets.
They have like acreage?
Yes.
And you go out in their and backyard like, the and creek, stand by it.
There's the white fence. Oh my Here's God. The windowsill that you're going to lean in.
No, oh, yes. God. No one does not want to do any of that stuff.
Or did they ever do like where they light the ball on fire or something? They did
oh,
that
the sports one?
Yeah,
what?
We were holding like a basketball or a baseball bat and they light
and they
it
really
on,
light it on
they
fire?
They really light it. I always thought it was special effects. We're like, no, we really do it. We put like a little strip on
Dude,
and we light
it. Dude, it's AIville. You don't need to do
oh,
that
now,
anymore.
Now probably. But what about passing them out? Like to his
passing
friends and stuff?
Passing out what?
His senior pictures, yeah.
That's weird.
Instagram exists. What are you talking about? You're saying I go print. Oh, you mean in the invitation, like in your graduation? That's where you pass them. You're saying
no, like
you
bring
walk
them to
around
school.
Uh-huh. Like it's a business card.
Yeah, you write.
Hi, I'm Noah. Here you go.
You write a note.
Here's my face.
Yeah, to them. You write a note. You pick out which pose.
Hey, Jace. Yeah. Jace is one of his friends. Here's my face, Jace. Mm-hmm.
You're more of a creek guy. You're more of a white fence guy. You're a girl, huh. So I'll maybe do the shirtless one. Do you guys have shirtless guys too?
I don't know what you're talking. You're saying people take pictures with their shirt off?
Yes, for their senior pictures. They had a shirt, at least
That's
one
hilarious.
Pose with their shirt off. Because you're 18, man. You're never going to look better than that. You might as well document it.
So it's the jocks who do that. They do a shirtless photo.
Kind of, yeah. My cousin had one, I remember. He was a big football player.
Please start texting in right now, 303-222-5423. Am I a bad parent or do the kids just not care?
I think they care still.
I don't think they care. Why hasn't no one mentioned it?
Because he doesn't know he's supposed to.
Then he doesn't care.
He does.
No, you
because
can
it's gonna
be
like the day before
to talk to.
I'm sorry. What did you say? Say that again. So that, okay, then if I've dropped the ball on that, let me ask you this: do I have to throw him a party?
And you do have to throw him a party.
Let me give you some logic.
Okay.
I live in Commerce City.
Yeah.
He goes to Regis, which is basically in Parker, Denver, like way down south, Arapahoe and Parker. Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
None of his friends are going to come to this party.
Oh,
nobody's
yeah.
They're not driving
up to Commerce City.
Dude, that's a whole...
No
yes.
way
the
are
end
they
of
coming
the school
up
year,
there.
That's a huge thing. Even for when you're not a senior, when you're just a junior, but especially when you're a senior, you hit all the parties.
Yeah. You hit the parties because they're all your friends are within 2 miles of the school.
Because they're all your friends. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
No, nobody's driving up.
You all pile into a car and drive around. That's part of the fun.
Their parents are not going to let them drive.
Yeah, they will.
To where the bars are on the windows. Nobody's letting them drive. And then I can't serve them alcohol. Because they're 18 years old.
Yeah.
Right. You just get a cake, a lot of cookies. That's what I remember the most.
Are you being serious that I'm supposed to invite Regis kids to my house?
Yes. And teachers. Are there any
teachers?
Teachers.
We teachers had, are not coming to
we
my
had,
house.
We had the teachers come. We had the priests come. We had like everyone would come.
But you were
parents
in Burlington.
Of his friends.
It's the smallest town.
There's bars on the windows.
You can throw a rock from one end of Burlington to the other. What's the square miles of Burlington?
I don't know. It'd take like 12 minutes to get across town.
It takes 40 minutes to get from my house to his school. Nobody's coming to the party.
Yes,
so if nobody's coming, I don't have to have it.
You know who will be there? T-Hack and I.
Yeah. Well, and he needs it. Aaron said it before. He needs the money. That's a big...
That was the best part of the graduation party. Cake and then money.
Just hear me out.
Okay.
If I don't have to have him suffer to me, what's more humiliating than throwing a party and no teachers show up, no kids show up? Like... That's so embarrassing for him. It's like, Dad, nobody wants to drive clear up to Commerce City, right?
Well, you could have it somewhere else. You don't have to have it at your house. You could rent a space.
I am not.
What about a roller rink or something?
You're just trying to get a shirtless picture of my son on roller skates. What if I just calculated how many people would show up and just give him that much money?
Ooh, it's kind of a lot of money.
How much? $100 a person? Not even $100 a person.
No, not a person, but I remember it was, because you're going, the thought is you're going to college, so you need money. I remember it was probably like $1,300 that I ended up with, total.
So if I just give him $1,300 to like take a shirtless photo for you, can we end this entire conversation?
I'll double it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Wait, have you gone yet?
I've been, yeah.
You have?
Uh-huh.
Cute.
Just once. We took both kids there. They each got.
Aww.
Your daughter's too... Oh, my God.
No.
It's like lighting money on fire. We're talking about Build-A-Bear?
It's called parenting.
What? You're right. Oh, my God. There's some Disney... Are we airing Disney commercials or something?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're doing something. Why didn't this exist when my kids were little? Like, you can take your kids... they're doing a thing now because I think they're hurting because they've raised their prices too much.
Yeah.
And now they're like, hey, if you got a under 10-year-old, it's $50 or something ridiculous.
For Disney?
Yes. Just
Disney World or whatever. Like
any of them. I think they're just doing like a deal. It's like now it's just for a limited time, but it's like they because I don't know if you've priced it. I'm going to let you know, buddy. You're not going to get out of this without taking your kids. You have to take your kids to Disney at some point. You're in a weird spot because your kids are sort of the same age distance as
ages,
mine are.
Children ages 3 to 9 can visit a Disneyland Resort theme park for as low as $50 per child with the purchase of a special one-day, one-park ticket.
So you still have to buy your full price, like $300 to walk
and
through the door?
And that's not the park hopper. It's just one.
One day. Which but I kind of do
then,
that.
But then an extra $50 for
imagine paying $300 per person and your daughter is like, she's in a stroller and not doing any of the rides. You're like, oh my
what
God,
a waste.
I just lit money on fire for this kid to just sleep in her stroller all day. But then you, like, if you wait too long, then your son's just not into like the little stuff, like the Dumbo ride, and you're like, oh, and then all he wants to be on is the big rides, and you're like, oh, geez. Yeah.
Or he's like, let's go look at the princesses again.
Yes.
Like, hey, easy.
You have to be, okay, what were we talking about? Oh, Build-A-Bear.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm spitting a ton. So Build-A-Bear, I don't know, I feel like you wasted the money on your daughter or whatever, but you went and you made, like, what did your kids do? Did they like really pick it out or they just kind of like, ugh?
My son definitely picked it out because he picked a dragon, actually. I didn't know. They have so many different things
they
now.
They have so many collabs.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Like, I thought it had to be a bear.
No, they've got Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, wow.
They had like a bunch of random, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So he got a little dragon and he got like basketball shoes for it and a little basketball. And then she got a bear, I think.
Did she pick?
Nah, not really. Okay. No. Not really. Right. I think we had been given a gift card for a birthday or something. Okay. So
there
it was fun. It was enjoyable. And, you know.
Well, the reason I was asking about them picking stuff, there's a story on the internet. This 7-year-old had a birthday party at Build-A-Bear. All the kids were invited. Everybody got to make a bear.
Nice. Cool.
And at
fun.
The end of the party.
I think there was a party there when we went going on when I was there.
Okay, let's pretend it's your kid's birthday party. Are you buying the bears for everybody?
No.
Why not?
If you want to buy a bear, you're paying for it yourself.
But it's like if we go to Boondocks.
No, I remember the last one that I went to, like last week. No.
You're a grown ass woman.
I'm kidding. I was elementary.
Okay.
The birthday party parents paid for the bears, but all of the accessories
you
we
had to
paid
pay for yourself.
That's what it was.
Oh,
so
okay.
You just get a basic stuffed torso.
Yep.
And then if you want to put Jordans on it, that's on you.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So in this particular instance, the parents of the birthday boy, I think, paid for everything.
Mm.
I'm not 100% sure on that. But at the end of the rainbow, everybody's made their bears. Everything's all done. And then mom of the birthday boy goes around and goes, yoink, 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 yoink. She's like, thank you for making bears for my kid's birthday. And gives all the bears to the birthday boy.
It's
his birthday.
It's a little classless.
It's his birthday.
And if you are covering the bill, then
you
paid for it.
Yeah, but you have to tell the parents and the kids. At the
she
beginning.
Did. No.
No,
right
at the
end.
Beginning. No.
Well, because I'm trying to think, like, if you go to Chuck E. Cheese or something for a birthday party, you pay for everyone to have, whatever, 20 minutes of gameplay.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they get to keep their prizes that they win, but you...
Why?
Yeah, because you paid for it. I don't know. That's like, I can't...
That's a good angle right there. Like, at the end, don't even let them get the prizes. Just like, how many tickets you have, Timmy? Oh, you have 300? Thank you. Yoink. And then, oh, how many tickets do you have, little Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
Yoink. And then you hand the birthday boy 4,000 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets to go get the boom box.
And everyone gets to cheer because it's his birthday.
Yay!
Yeah. But you were wrong. I want my tickets. Those are mine.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of a dirty hoe. But not in the way you think.
I was like, where'd you get a story about me? Wow, okay. I've got a story of 101. I was going to call him something, and I don't want to call him it after. Never mind.
What?
Bitches.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida.
Let's go!
He was driving. He was swerving. He was in his pickup truck. And the,
the cops, you get it done.
The cops were like, this is not good. We're going to pull you over. Pulled him over. But he was like, no, you're not.
Oh.
So he decided to flee.
Oh, he's fleeing.
He's driving away. He dropped off a passenger. He was like, hold on, I'm kind of busy doing something.
Is he an Uber driver?
I don't know. but then he crashed.
Oh.
And then was like, well, I can't just stay here.
Okay.
So let me try to run away on foot. Wait, I like this. He's running away on foot. He gets tased.
Oh, they tased him. Nice.
And the cops get to him and they're like, sir, why are you dressed in a Dalmatian onesie?
Oh.
Hence the 101. Oh,
he's
Dalmatian.
In a Dalmatian onesie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of wanted him to get away.
Well, he fought off the trooper.
No, he did.
He did. He started to flee and then got tased again.
I didn't even have time to establish that.
He's running. Right. He's getting tased.
He's not Forrest Gump.
They did. They found running. Him. They arrested him.
Yeah.
He's behind bars. He's in a cage. He is kenneled.
He's kenneled.
He is.
All right. I thought you were Cruella De Vil chasing me.
Oh, boy. All right.
We could have done without the last one, I think.
Yeah, the last, like, probably 2 or 3 minutes of that whole thing was probably...
Yeah. That's like all of it.
My story's out of Florida! So a Florida woman named Melanie Davis made plans to hang out with a dude. And then at the last minute, he blew her off.
Hate when that happens.
Yeah, she came to his house anyway, like did the doorbell and the whole thing. And he's like, nope, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. So she began to scream at his window.
Oh my gosh.
At 3 a.m.
Oh no.
That didn't work, so she broke into the house and started punching him.
Okay.
Because she's just a normal person. If you won't hang out with me, let me punch you. That didn't make him want to do anything, so she went out and got herself a dirty hoe from his garage.
Oh.
Okay. No, she wasn't going for the three-way. She brought in a dirty hoe. And smacked him.
Oh, no.
He has a serious cut on his arm from the dirty hoe. Dirty hoe. The dirty hoe hit him with a dirty hoe. Have we established the dirty hoe part?
Yep, I think.
Should we move on?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Those were all...
I don't know.
I'm just going to say... For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.